Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly podcast of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you've joined us today. In tomorrow's message at Grace Baptist, we're going to resume our forward progress through the book of Acts as we look at the closing verses in chapter 4. We'll start in verse 32 and preach through to the end of the chapter. And what we find here in these verses is another general description of that early church and what they were like. And it's the kind of text that is really greatly encouraging to us. I think that's what God intended by placing these verses in our Bibles. You know, sometimes we come to verses as we study through a book and we're left with a great burden of conviction. Sometimes that's what we need. We need to be convicted about the sin and shortcomings in our lives, and we need to be laid low and have our sinful pride and stubborn rebellion assaulted by the words from God's Word. So God has made sure those kind of verses are in His Word. But He also knows that at times we need encouragement, and His Word is full of encouragement for us. That's the kind of section we've come to at the end of Acts 4. We get a glimpse into what the fellowship was like in the early church, and it lets us know what it can be like and what it should be like in a true church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what we'll see are some of those same themes that we've already seen in these opening chapters of Acts. And why does the Lord do that? Why does He repeat certain things over and over again? Well, He does it to impress it on our hearts how crucially vital and foundationally, fundamentally important those things are if we're going to be effective as the people of God in the world. In 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter began by going over some of the fundamentals of salvation. And in verse 12 of that opening chapter in 2 Peter, he says, "I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth." And what he's really saying there is, I don't apologize for repeating these things to you, because you need to be even more firmly established in these things. You know them, but you need to know them at a deeper level until they become a part of you and become more established in your life. And so that's what we find here in these verses today. It's just it's a repeat of what life was like, the good part of what it was like to be in that early church and what the mindset of the people was in that early church and how God had worked in their lives to make them that way. And it's just a very sweet thing to realize what a true church can be like. And, you know, at times we're like this early church. There may be times where we're not fully like them. Now, they were not a perfect church. We're going to find out when we come to the opening part of chapter 5 that they weren't perfect by any means. And God had to deal with some sin that was there among them, the hypocrisy that was there among them. But the glimpse that we get this week in the text that we will preach from tomorrow is very encouraging, because it shows what the fellowship, the sweetness of that fellowship can be like in a true New Testament church. And one of the things that I'm grateful for as the pastor of Grace Baptist Church is that at Grace we have a sweet fellowship. I don't think there's anybody that could come into our church and not be impressed by the joy that we have among our members. Sometimes in spite of great hardships and great difficulties that are going on in their life, yet there's the abiding joy of Christ in the lives of our people. And there's a sweetness to our fellowship that's very recognizable. And people who do visit with us mention it almost immediately. And so I hope you'll be there tomorrow to hear us preach from these closing verses in chapter 4. I believe you'll find it encouraging and be a blessing to you. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, or if you've never attended Grace, we want to just invite you. We want you to know how welcome you would be to come and be a part of our worship service. If you're looking for information about our church, you can find it at our website. It's gracegrandbay.com, gracegrandbay.com, and you can find most of the information you need there. I will go ahead and tell you that we're located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama, 12930 Border Drive. We're just down the street from Grand Bay Middle School. If you come in off of the main road there, Grand Bay Wilmer Boulevard, you could turn right by the Greer store and just continue driving. You'll go through a couple of stop signs and you come to Grace Baptist Church. We'd love to see you there tomorrow. You'd be very welcome, and I believe it'd be a blessing in your life. And I want to say to our members, make your plan now to be faithful tomorrow. Get everything out of the way that would interfere with you being in church tomorrow. That's really what Saturday is for, is to prepare your life and to prepare your heart to be able to gather with God's people on the Lord's Day. It's His day. And so do what you need to do today on this Saturday to get ready to be in church tomorrow. And I hope I see you there. If you would, share the link to this podcast with some people you know, and maybe just attach a message to it inviting them to come and be with us. If you can't do that, just pick up the phone the old-fashioned way and invite people to come with you to church. That's a very important thing for the people of God, a community of believers in a church, to be doing on a regular basis, inviting others to come and hear the Word of God. So I hope to see you there tomorrow. We look forward to this time always. And tomorrow, when we're there at Grace, worshiping the Lord, when it comes time for the preaching, let's open God's Word.